Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
The Fallen Crest. Chapter 1. The Harbinger of Despair. The Lorne Castle trembled as an unnatural fog swept across its stone halls. Sir Cedric, standing vigilant by the Great Hall's enormous oak doors, felt the tremors reverberate through the soles of his boots. The air, suffused with the acrid scent of scorched resin, crackled with errant sparks of witchfire. Princess Alara, luminous in her elegant azure gown, stood at the center, surrounded by the kingdom's courtiers, her laughter like a melody upon the chilled night. The jubilant gathering had, until moments before, been celebrating the long-awaited armistice between feuding dukedoms. Now an eerie silence gripped the assembly as swirling banshee wails rose over the fortress. More than one goblet slipped from startled fingers, shattering on the marble floors and mixing red wine with shards. Cedric tightened his grip on his sword hilt, his heart thrumming with instincts owned by years of battle. The king's voice thickened the air as he mounted the dais. "My people, fear not." The command strained against the powerful dread that had gripped them all. The king's visage, dark-bearded and solemn, faltered for a moment as his eyes sought out Alara, alone amidst the nobles. A panicked whisper pierced the unnatural quiet. "Where is Princess Alara?" In that bracing moment, Cedric's pulse spiked as he pivoted on the spot. Indeed, where Alara had stood, only an illusion of smoke remained, wispy tendrils dissolving into the rafters. To his warrior's senses, the departure spelled malevolence rather than caprice. Waves of anxiety rolled over the hall, crashing through ranks like the smoke itself had solid form. The king's voice, desperate now, commanded Cedric's attention once more. "Sir Cedric, you must find her. You'll find clues where swords falter." Leaving the panic-swarmed hall, Cedric was handed a blood-red envelope, edges singed by a shivering page, the royal seal partially melted in a heat his hands had never felt. He departed swiftly, each corridor coated in the suffocating heaviness of fear. Alone in the quiet of his quarters, Cedric unfurled the note. The parchment smelt bittersweet, almost of decayed roses and swept ash. Alara's familiar handwriting, though now steeped in a twisted, erratic mirth, was clear. "Do not seek what shall soon be unbound. I claim power not through fear, but through right." Understanding eluded him, but the fabric of Alara's intent could not be denied. The kingdom was missing not merely its princess, it faced an eclipse of certainty. As Cedric exited the castle, dawn's anxiety-streaked horizon whispered ominous secrets, warning of what would come. Chapter 2: Whispers in the Shadows. The whispering woods lay cloaked in azure twilight as Cedric ventured deeper. The forest's sylvan songs were now lamentations, each step an intrusion on sanctified ground. Cedric's hands caressed the hilt of his blade, now a companion in the silence. Among the spectral boughs, voices rose like a symphony, a haunting amalgamation. Soft murmurs beckoned him. Ancestral voices whispered truths tinged with venom. Cedric's breath misted, revealing to him that not all the chill he felt was of the earth. A luminous figure detached itself from the gloom, eyes coursing with an ethereal glow. Seeker. The figure inclined, spindly form wreathed in veils that slithered like vipers across its surface. "You court perilous knowledge, Paladin," it intoned, the Shadow Council's spokesman. "We sang of power, and now she listens. She will become what you cannot bear." Defying the tightening vice of dread upon his heart, Cedric spoke. "I would part the heavens themselves if need be. Tell me." The apparition shimmered in response. "You tread where others falter. Her purpose transcends your grasp." As their forms dissipated, the whisper carried a promise, an oath to reveal paths. Pressing onward through the thicket, curtains of verdant foliage parted to unveil a pool, serene, yet reflecting neither sky nor stars in its depths. Sir Cedric approached, the chill of its unnatural surface seeping into his breastplate. From the center rose Liana, the oracle, her presence at once solid and translucent. Her voice, akin to bell chimes, echoed across the water that encircled her. "Cedric, you've questioned what should lie beyond the heart's ken. To bind understanding with your intent is perilous." "Truth remains unflinching, even in darkness," Cedric replied, conviction grounding his hollow hopes. Liana's eyes burned with an ageless wisdom, Alara seeks more than benediction, power beyond binding. She sought me out, starved for recompense the crown denies. With us she bargained. Cedric recoiled from the thought, yet the oracle's gaze permitted no artifice. Her certainty rang with an undeniable resonance. His princess was entangled within forces that neither oaths nor valor could easily sever. The oracle extended a slender arm. In her hand was something unseen, yet its weight was undeniable. Your path to her is riddled with choices. Try as you might to pursue love, duty, fecundity of one may sow doom or salvation. Chapter 3, The Veil of Deception. The obsidian keep loomed before Cedric, its walls steeped in pervasive gloom. Towers gouged the horizon, their stone ebon hard, threatened by the encroaching mist. As he approached, the air was heavy with the taint of decaying petals, each breath a mingling of apprehension and defiance. Drawing forth his courage, Cedric entered the maw-like gates. Dust-clad echoes of his steps reverberated within the grand hall. Murals adorned these walls, tales of woe and valor intertwined now with unresolved prophecy. Following the labyrinthine corridors, his sharpened senses alerted him to the presence of an encompassing subtlety, illusion woven within the very stone. The place was less a keep and more a manifestation of wills unknown. Cedric happened upon a chamber where voices overlapped in clandestine discourse. Their speakers disputed truths darker than he dared envision. Alara's choice is born of necessity, came one voice barely audibly. The figure swathed in onyx robes, masked, observed Cedric's entry. Another voice whispered, power through consent to the unbroken dawn. The revelation stopped Cedric cold. These minds cast aside their allegiances, yearning only to siphon power that Alara had been promised. Yet she defied them still, a flicker of hope within the abyss. Unbinding enchantment from its guise, Cedric brandished his sword, its gilded edge gleaming with purpose. The keep shimmered, its illusions rendered vulnerable. Elements once heedlessly woven parted, unveiling beneath Cedric's relentless approach. Deep within, the chamber throne beckoned with ghostly luminescence. Seated upon the veined stone seat was Alara, transformed, aglow with a luminous vigor. At her side stood Master Arik, eyes gleaming like obsidian pools. Finding his voice amid the tumult of unshackled truth, Cedric confronted them. Alara, what manner of fate is this? His heart raged, caught in battle between love's tendrils and sworn duty's chain. Alara rose, her presence implacable yet haunted with the echoes of her past. Cedric, I resist only through darkness what I am denied. Shackled within royal chains, I was as dust. Her words wavered within his spirit, which yearned for the Alara he had known. Arik's malevolent smile lingered as an artifact of victories past and those yet unspoken. Alara's defiant gaze softened, lending an anguished tranquility to the harrowing moment. Within their exchange breathed the cryptic promise of truth, silencing all else. As terms were set among boundless past and untempered future, it was chosen. Fate coursed its inexorable path, as Cedric's heart braced against futures yet unknown. Chapter 4, Throne of Twilight. Under the watch of a bleeding sky, Cedric returned, Alara by his side, to Valorn Castle. Each tremulous gust bore witness to the paths taken, their debt locked in spheres most mortal dared not envisage. Standing outside the castle gates, they stopped, lingering between the bridge of past and unfoldings yet to come. Cedric's pulse tingled with foreboding, a mantle of valor tempered in the fire now of their experiences shared. Inside, the twin realms of royals and shadows converged as daylight waned within the twilight throne room. King Roland stood somber with an entourage of loyal soulless, manifest anew. The king's command was poised like a blade. Alara, state your claim, by choice or bane, what course is now? Alara proclaimed her intentions with eloquence that spoke of foresight beyond years she seemed to hold. Father, none shall hide what binds. Honor I choose through synthesis. Her resolve carried strength, made plain by knowledge paid dearly for. Upon the king's harried frown, compatriots in discourse joined. To build strength among nations out of individual will, that is true honor. Cedric positioned understanding amid the uproar and division. Authority lies not within chains cast, only cruel. All bore witness to hearts in revolution. Opposers' shrieks countered by aspirations beyond the veil. Cedric fought through ancestral tides, a sacred balance offered within his own hands. This unyielding bond resolved itself upon silent terms agreed. Valorn breathed anew, grounded in such truths as mended paths promised, reforging governance through unity in more holistic halls. As dawn's first blush insinuated itself across turrets high, betrayal was shed and promise renewed. Twilight welcomed Aurora, and Alara too. The kingdom, like Cedric himself, stood transfigured upon their pact. His solemn vows fulfilled the cycle of passage, tempered but resolute. And as Cedric threw down his sword in faith, silence cloaked in newfound light knit sacred elements, boundless, renewed, aligned future echoes with abiding bond, fueling hope, honor, and truth in time's own waltz. Each facet, each step, recalled both wisdom learned and worlds unknown. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.